looking at philanthropy, it's easy for me to say, but it's like, everybody should spend right now on climate. This is the time. And my thinking has evolved on that. I will say that the Lemelson approach is to, just to go above and beyond the minimum IRS required spending with this program, but it's by no means a spend down. It's really just a recognition that climate change is just so profoundly important. It's worth putting some more skin in the game. And the question really revolves around, how can you be most effective in the long run? And it's going to be different for every foundation, partly because of the balance sheet, right? I mean, there's so much that can be gained by having resources, making money in investments and so on, thus supporting the work down the road. I get that. But this decade is so crucial for climate effect, for climate action, and so important for preventing the worst effects of climate change getting to us, that I think that everyone should be going over and above, whether it's a spend down or not, in order to have an impact. There's so many places to invest that can make change. We know everything we need to know in terms of the technology's there. The ideas are there. We know we have to stop burning fossil fuels. There's no confusion about what needs to happen right now. And it's becoming quite sophisticated with all the bad press that we get from the COP meetings, the UN climate meetings, about it not going anywhere because fossil fuels have a death grip on the proceedings. There's still a lot that happens there off grid or outside those main meeting areas where you've got people coming up with amazing ideas. And so we know what needs to be done. There are plenty of good leaders out there to do it. So there's an opportunity to scale up everything we're doing on climate right now. And so I do encourage funders to go for it on climate in this decade if possible.